you get back to your desk after a long meeting and that, and everybody else, well, they've gone out for lunch together and left you behind. Yeah, it's not easy being ignored, is it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at the difficult people in your life from a different perspective. One of the most painful experiences we've all had is when other people ignore us. When we're the last ones to be picked on a team at school, when our friends all go out for dinner, but we're not invited. We feel like the ugly duckling. We feel so alone. We go through anger and resentment and then this sense of failure and worthlessness. They're all out there having fun. I'm stuck at home. How dare they? I mean, it's not fair. Maybe they don't like me. You know what I'm talking about. Being ignored hurts. It can hurt deeply. So deeply, in fact, that it can ruin a relationship. But sometimes being ignored is a fact of life. Sometimes we have to deal with it. So exactly how do we do that? Being ignored is hard because it means being left out. It means being left alone. Being ignored is a double-sided coin because one side of the coin is the other people who are enjoying each other's company and enjoying whatever they're doing, the ones that are leaving us out. And the other side is I'm left alone, forgotten. And my side of the coin of being left alone and left out and forgotten is made so much worse by the fact that the other crowd's out there enjoying themselves. You know what I mean? Why does that happen? Why is it that sometimes people ignore us? Well, sometimes it's just circumstances. Sometimes maybe you're single and you're home alone and your friends are married and they're at home with their family. It's just the way it is. You know, married people go home to their families. Single people often go home to an empty house. I've been there. I know exactly what it's like. So sometimes we feel as though we're being ignored. We feel as though we're being left out. But it's just the circumstances we're in. No one's fault, just where we are. The second thing is oversight. Sometimes the people work out for lunch, you know, and you happen to be at a meeting and you get back late and you don't know where they've gone and no one left you a note and it just happened. No one meant it to happen. It's just the way that it happened. We just missed out somehow. And we can get angry about that, but, well, you know, it just happened. And sometimes it's deliberate. Sometimes people deliberately avoid us. You know when you go into a group of people and a person in that group whom you see time and time again never eyeballs you, never looks at you, never talks to you, never engages in conversation with you, and it's almost like there's an emotional ostracization going on. That is a really hurtful thing. Whatever the cause, they're over there having fun and I'm over here alone and it hurts. You know, being left out hurts. Well, can I encourage you when that happens to figure out the reason? Because if it's just circumstances we were talking about before, or if it's just a simple oversight, it's so easy for us to get hurt and injured and resentful for nothing. We read more into the situation than is there. Married people go home to their families. It's what they do. Sometimes people accidentally miss out on stuff. It's what happens. We get all miffed and uppity and offended and angry and hurt and we question ourselves because we got left out. Just the way it was. No one meant anything by it. It just happened that way. Sometimes we think that being different or being the odd one out or being left behind, it's like we're lepers. You know, I remember when I was single and on Sundays after church, all the married couples used to go home. Maybe one couple had another couple over for lunch and somehow they didn't quite engage with single people. And I'd go home on Sunday to an empty house and thinking, well, you know, gee, it would have been lovely to catch up with someone for lunch or this or that. Well, married people want to go home with their families and have lunch on Sunday. They don't always want someone else over there. And we think, well, we're a leper. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to spend time by ourselves. It's okay not always to be with other people. It doesn't make us a leper. It doesn't make us any less. It's okay. And half the time, you know, we're over here and we overrate the other side's experience. We're sitting at home alone and thinking, oh, boy, I wish I had a family around me, or I wish I could spend time with them. And the person over there in the family, which is a mess and falling apart, is thinking, boy, I'd love to have some space. I'd love to be single for a while. You know, it's the crazy thing. We sit where we are. We look at the other person's lot and we think their lot is much better than my lot. Come on, let's get real. My lot is my lot. Your lot is your lot. The question is, when it comes to being left out, to being ignored, where do we get our value from? Do we get our value from what other people think of us, or do we get our value from who we are? Because if we get our value, our sense of who we are, from other people, whether they invited us to lunch or not, whether they included us in this or not, we can get a distorted sense of who we are. You know, people do get clicky. People do get, you know, to ignoring other people. They will disappoint us. They will hurt us. And if I derive my sense of value from other people, it's like going into one of those theme parks, those amusement parks. You know, those distorted mirrors that they have that make you look really tall and skinny, or really short and fat, or all wobbly. You know, that's the self-image we get of ourselves. If I look at other people for my self-image, I'm going to get a distorted self-image. God doesn't call us to a self-image. God calls us to a faith image. God calls us to look at the cross of Jesus Christ and say, this is how much God loves me. This is what God thinks of me. This is my value. This is who I am. I know that by the price that he was prepared to pay on the cross. One of the most beautiful times in my life was when I was alone. I was desperately alone. And I often felt like I was being left out and ignored. And it was in that space that I discovered who I was at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. Some days, you know, the married people, as I said, would go home after church and I was single and I'd go home to a cold, empty house and I felt left behind. But God was in that space. Jesus was in that space. And it was in that space that I learned to open this book called the Bible and read it and hear God speak to me. It was in that space I learned to experience the presence of God. It was in that space that God grew this quiet confidence in me. And it was in that space I learned to enjoy God's company and my own company. Can I tell you truthfully? I wouldn't be here with you now if it wasn't for the time that I spent in that space alone with Jesus, discovering who I was in him. That's what value's about. Not what other people think, not what other people say, not whether other people invite us to lunch or they don't invite us to lunch, or whether they talk to us or don't talk to us. Who knows why they're not talking to us? Maybe they've got some stupid thing going on in their lives that's ruining their life and they're seeing the world all distorted and they think we're part of the problem. Who knows? That's not where we get our value from. Value is about looking at the cross with Jesus hanging on it and saying, that's what God thinks of me. That's how much he's prepared to pay for me. When it comes to dealing with people who ignore me, it's really about having a different perspective. Now, life can be hard work some days. And as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory. Victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised after all. The Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.